Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, December 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news in Hardy County, two juveniles were arrested for possession of a firearm. On Monday, December 6th, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office received a tip that David Howell posted a selfie of himself possessing a firearm. School officials searched Howell's belongings and did not locate a gun. Detectives contacted Howell at his residence and questioned him regarding the photograph he took. Howell informed detectives that he was in possession of a BB gun and it was discarded in a wooded area near his home. Detectives could not locate the firearm in that wooded area and questioned Howell again. Howell then admitted that the firearm was not in the woods and was returned to Julian Solis, and it could be located at his residence. Detectives responded to the residence of Solis and met with him and his parents. Detectives learned that Howell asked Solis if he could borrow a firearm for the weekend. Solis took possession of a Taurus 9mm from his parents' dresser drawer and met Howell inside a school restroom on Friday, December 3rd, where he gave him the firearm. The firearm was returned to Solis on Monday, December 6th, and placed back inside his parents' dresser drawer. Both Howell and Solis were arrested and charged with possession of a firearm on school property, a third-degree felony. Both juveniles are in the Juvenile Assessment Center. Solis' parents were also charged with failing to secure a firearm, which is a second-degree misdemeanor. Your local events coming up this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. is Hometown Christmas, brought to you by Main Street Wauchula and Wauchula State Bank. Enjoy 15 tons of snow, two snow slides, Santa's Playland, free crafts, vendors, and live entertainment right here in Heritage Park. Also, Power and Light Productions presents Bethlehem Nights, a live walkthrough interactive Christmas festival. It's coming to the Hardy County Cattlemen's Arena from December 9th to the 11th. Celebrate Jesus' birthday with your family or group by taking a walk back in time through the dusty streets of their amazing recreation of the village of Bethlehem. Encounter over 100 volunteer actors portraying numerous characters, bringing the story of Christmas to life. Live animals, authentic sets, merchant shops, props, music, dancing, lighting, and a petting zoo make this a truly authentic experience that will warm your heart and remind everyone that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ. Tickets and food sales will start at 5 p.m. and the village will open at 6 p.m. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout the village. Actors will maintain space from guests, and masks are not required but are encouraged. For details, visit powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. That's powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. Bethlehem, N-I-G-H-T-S. Your jobs here in the area, International Healthcare Agency in Fort Meade is looking for a pharmacy technician, a high school diploma or GED, U.S. work authorization, a pharmacy technician license, and 1 year of experience are required. Quest Diagnostics in Wauchula is looking for a biometric screener. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and medical license and current medical certification, along with 1 year of healthcare experience. And Paynes Creek Historic State Park in Bowling Green is looking for a park ranger. Qualifications include at least a Class E Florida driver's license, excellent communication skills, and knowledge of resource management, protection, and maintenance. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us, hardymidday@gmail.com, or if you feel like it, you can also message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hardymidday. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us or read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees, feels like 85. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, intermittent clouds. Shade temperature is 80 degrees. Your maximum UV index is 3 moderate. Wind southeast at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 6 miles per hour. Your humidity nice and humid at 69%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 68 degrees. Cloud covers 58%. 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 12,100 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, patchy fog early in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s, east winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, patchy fog toward morning, lows in the mid-60s, north winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. And Friday night, mostly clear with lows in the mid-60s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. United Airlines flew more than 100 passengers to Washington, D.C. last week on a plane with one engine running on 100% sustainable aviation fuel. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 used 500 gallons of sustainable aviation fuel in one engine and the same amount of conventional jet fuel in the other to further prove there are no operational differences between the two. Federal Aviation Administration regulations limit the use of sustainable aviation fuel to 50% of all fuel on board. A dramatic rise in fertilizer prices weighs heavily on U.S. crop farmers and input suppliers preparing for the 2022 planting season. Prices for nitrogen-based fertilizers commonly used for corn production have skyrocketed to all-time highs in recent months. Fertilizer price increases are driven by nitrogen production challenges, tight global supplies, rising natural gas costs, and steady demand. The EPA heard testimony last week on its proposal to extend the renewable fuel standard compliance deadline for refiners. Growth Energy's Chris Bliley says the intent of the RFS is to blend more biofuels into our nation's fuel supply. Period. It's not meant to reward oil companies for suing to prevent higher blends and further delay compliance. He cites recent research that shows greenhouse gas emissions from corn ethanol are 46% lower than gasoline.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, Check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. Livestock producers may have one more tool to reduce the challenges that come with a difficult job. A bill that would create more price transparency in the marketplace introduced by Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota.
What this bill does is takes the information, basic non-confidential information from those alternative marketing agreements and makes it available. And it makes sure that there is a mechanism for that information to be put into resources that can actually be used by the independent cattle producers and the small feeders that are so critically important to this marketplace.
Johnson, who serves as the Republican leader of the Livestock and Foreign Agriculture Subcommittee, speaking in favor of H.R. 5609 in the House. He said the bill has broad support of both parties and a wide cross-section of the livestock industry, including the NCBA, the Farmers Union, the National Farm Bureau, and the Livestock Marketing Association.
Good people who have come together and understand that while this does not solve the problem, it is a critically important step and moving us in the right direction.
Cattlemen say the information potentially would help cattle producers know if they are being offered a fair price for their stock in a market where a handful of meat packers control the processing.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended modestly higher on Wall Street after a day of choppy trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The Dow eked out a gain of 0.1%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ rose 0.6%. Communications and healthcare stocks made a solid gains along with travel-related companies. U.S. crude oil prices rose, but energy stocks remain mixed. Smaller company stocks outpaced the rest of the market. The Dow was up 35 points today to close at 35,754. The NASDAQ gained 100 to 15,786. The S&P was ahead 14 to 4,701. New York oil rose 31 cents to $72.36 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Kevin Durant scored 24 points as the NBA Eastern Conference leading Brooklyn Nets beat Dallas 102-99, handing the Mavericks their fifth consecutive home loss. Durant's Nets found themselves down by 17 in the third quarter and still by double digits in the fourth.
You get down 10 points in the fourth quarter, 11 points, and it felt like it was sitting around there for the first two or three minutes. And then I look up, it's 9 minutes to go. We down three, you know. So, yeah, of course, it's a character win.
R.J. Barrett made a career-high 7 three-pointers and scored 32 points as New York beat San Antonio 121-109. Los Angeles down Boston 117-102. The Lakers at 13-12. Top 25 action saw 6th-ranked Villanova improve to 7-2, beating Syracuse 67-53. 8th-ranked Kansas is 7-1 after a 78-52 win over UTEP. 10th-ranked Kentucky also 7-1, downing Southern University 76-64. It was 12th-ranked Arkansas 86, Charlotte 66, Texas Tech 57, 13th-ranked Tennessee 52. This is Esser in Sports. In the NHL, St. Louis was an overtime winner over Florida 4-3. The Panthers' Jonathan Huberdeau's third-period goal tied it at 3 before the Blues won it in OT. Huberdeau says failing to stop the Blues' power play hurt them.
They took advantage that power play was going, and usually we're a good PK team. We didn't do it tonight, so I think so. You got a point, lucky point.
Toronto edged Columbus 5-4. The Maple Leafs tied the Panthers atop the Eastern Conference. Tampa Bay 2 points back was a 3-2 winner over Montreal. It was New York 5, Ottawa 3. The Islanders snapped an 11-game losing streak. Anaheim blanked Buffalo 2-0. The Sabres have dropped 8 of 10. Minnesota beat Edmonton 4-1. It was Nashville 5-2 over Detroit. Carolina 4, Winnipeg 2. The New York Rangers 6, Chicago 2. And San Jose over Calgary 5-3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: love is telling someone to go jump off a cliff and worrying about them landing safely. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.